Okay, I learned Shmuel Tzchus or first Shlomo Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Basya and Chaim Moshe Ben Gold. A very interesting question. Rafi and Daniel boarded a bus together in the central bus station in Ashdod. The bus's final destination was Tzfat Yir HaKodesh, but it was going to make several stops north along the way. Rafi sat next to Daniel. Rafi settled into his seat and watched as Daniel placed a laptop computer that he was carrying into the overhead compartment and took his seat. When the bus arrived in Netanya, Daniel got off the bus. Rafi continued on to the next stop. But before he went to the next stop, he realized that Daniel left his computer in the overhead compartment. Rafi knew Daniel and realized that he had a great opportunity of the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. Rafi quickly picked up the computer, got off the bus, and called Daniel as soon as possible. And he got Daniel, and the bus went away. Daniel picked up on the first ring, and Rafi thanked him for giving him the opportunity to return his lost item. However, Daniel said, "Rafi, what are you talking about? That's not my computer." What happened was, there was a man who struggled to get his bags on the board. And at the end of the day, I helped to put the computer back on. I helped to put his computer there. "It's not my computer, I was just putting it up for him." Then Rafi felt so bad because the right owner is probably on the bus. He quickly opened the computer, he turned it on, and it said the owner of the identity was Yehuda Shapira of Tzfas. Rafi called Yehuda, and Yehuda said he was so thankful, he was looking for the computer all day. So Rafi was aghast. Now he's going to have to shove the computer all the way to Tzfat. He thought it was his friend Daniel's computer. He even got off the bus. The bus left without him. And now he has to schlep now to Tzfat. Yehuda says, the owner of the computer says, "Yeah, you took it off. You took it off the bus. You have to get it from me." But Rafi said, "No, I thought it was Daniel's to get it from Netanya." So they come to the service and they say, who is responsible to reunite the owner with the computer? Who has to now get the computer to Tzfat, to Yehuda? So the Zorbasin says, there's actually a principle in halacha that any movable property that is found in someone's possession is assumed to belong to him. Look at Shulchan Aruch, Hoshe Mishpat, Simen Kuf Lamed Gimel Sef Aleph. If you look there, anything is in someone's possession, a movable property, is considered to be yours. And Rav Zorbasin even quotes Rav Shimon Zaleznik, who quotes Rav Isser Zalman Metzer, who explain that this is exactly what we rely on when every chassan says that the ring that he bought for Kiddushin, he possesses, that is actually his, therefore the marriage is valid. We actually hold, this is the halachic status of how do we believe that every chassan's ring is theirs? We believe that if the movable property is on someone's possession, that means it's theirs. Accordingly, says Rav Zorbasin, since Rafi saw Daniel holding onto the computer, he had a halachic basis to assume that it belonged to Daniel. He wasn't supposed to start thinking, "Oh, maybe Daniel put it on the thing." He saw Daniel holding it. He thought he had a mitzvah Shavas Aveda to Daniel. Now that being the case that it wasn't Daniel's, it's not his achrayis to see whose it is. He saw Daniel holding it and finished. And Rav Zorbasin even quotes the Gemara Bava Kama, Adaf Kuf Yud Beis Amar Aleph. He said the Gemara explains that if orphans found the cow in their father's yard, and they assume it was part of their inheritance, and they slaughtered the cow and they ate the cow, what happened was they found out that the cow wasn't theirs. Only afterwards, what's the Gemara, the halacha of the Gemara? The Gemara says they only have to pay 2/3 of the cow. Why? They are not held completely possible, says the Gemara, because they cannot be blamed for thinking of the cow which was in their father's possession actually belonged to someone else. They saw the cow in their father's possession. It was in their father's field. Now that it was found out that it wasn't their father's, it was someone else's, they only have to pay 2/3. And so in conclusion, Rav Zorbasin says, Rafi had no other choice than to take it, to be able to bring it to Daniel. He was not a thief, but he was trying to return the Shavas Aveda to Daniel. He thought that Daniel was the owner. Therefore, he has no obligation to expend time or energy. Rafi has no chiyuv to be able to bring it to Yehuda. The chiyuv goes completely on Yehuda, and he will have to arrange the delivery himself from Netanya to Tzfat. But I think at the end of the day, we have to make sure we have to be more like Rafi, always searching out for mitzvahs. As my Rabbi Yisrael Kamenetsky Shlita from DRS always says for our Shabbos Aveda, it's a mitzvah aseh dal reisa, be able to return an item. And we actually care for some. We all know that feeling when we lose something. There's no greater feeling. And then your mamash, you feel so lost and helpless. And we know that Tefillah Rami Ram Ba'anes helps very much. But at the end of the day, when we search out to be able to give things that are lost items, it shows a certain sensitivity and care for others, especially when we're in the 3 weeks. And much more so, we're trying to raise our sensitivity and our kindness and our care and looking out to help others. With more kindness and more sensitivity, if we do this, we'll be Zoicha, Bini Ba'i Shlishi, Ba'i Shlishi.